The six most quoted writers in English language books and articles on the humanities are Shakespeare, Aristotle, Plato, Marx, Freud, and the University of Toronto's Northrop Frye. This according to a computer analysis carried out by the Modern Language Association. Northrop Frye is regarded as the major literary critic in the English language. In addition, Dr. Frye is an ordained minister in the United Church of Canada. Not surprisingly, he's written a seminal work on the Bible entitled The Great Code, The Bible and Literature. Of late, Dr. Frye has been turning his attention to what the Bible has to say on man's relationship to laws enacted by a government. In Canada, for instance, Dr. Frye observes that most God-fearing men stay out of jail. That applies to Canada. But should that apply to South Africa, Dr. Frye?
If I were living in South Africa, my conscience would nag me because I was not in jail. Well, the Bible does say that God has made of one blood all the nations of the earth, and Paul says that where there is a Christian community, there are no second-class people, whether slaves or women or what.
So in some cases, Northrop Frye contends that there is a higher law than that of the current civil authorities. And if the law of the government of the day must be broken, then so be it. But what if the state claims its laws were inspired by God? For example, South Africa's system of racial discrimination was supported by the theology of the Dutch Reformed Church. This never impressed Dr. Frye.
Well, I can only say that the theology that rationalized the white supremacy was not a very good theology. It was based on things like Noah's cursing of Ham, which actually bounced off a curse on Canaan, which was the Israelite rationalization for subjecting the Canaanites in Canaan. They took Ham to mean the black race, and so thought that the subjection of the black race was guaranteed by God. It wasn't. We don't know exactly what Ham was, except a group of languages, Egyptian and others.
As far as we know, there are very few ancient Egyptian language speakers in South Africa. But even if there were, Northrop Frye believes it wouldn't matter.
There is always horrible danger when you get any kind of ideology set up which rationalizes treating a large amount of the population as second-class people. When you start creating proletariats deliberately in society, you're setting up a terrible situation, because sooner or later, whatever is excluded from society is going to get its revenge somehow.
And that applies even if those enforcing an ideology of second-class citizenship invoke what they say is the word of God.
It doesn't matter what they think God does. God created man free and happy and equal, and as Rousseau says, everywhere he's in chains. That is not God's will.
That was Northrop Frye. This is Ed Ungar in Northrop Frye Hall at the University of Toronto.